Ahí está viniendo Alejandro Cruz, el otro no está.
This day laborer center in Herndon, Virginia, near Washington, D.C., is one of the flashpoints in the battle over immigration. It's a place to hire foreign workers, some of whom are here illegally.
He just dropped off a worker.
These self-styled Minutemen, in the camp of those opposing illegal immigration, record the license plates of those who hire workers at the center. Among those on the other side of the debate is the Roman Catholic Church, which recently began celebrating a Spanish language mass in Herndon to express solidarity with the immigrant community here. Father Richard Mullins represents many priests who say protecting immigrants' rights is part of their religious mandate to minister to the poor and oppressed.
No one is illegal, especially in the eyes of the church. We are all the sons and daughters of God.
I am from Honduras.
The Catholic Church has a long history of helping immigrants, no matter what their legal status, to learn English, find employment, and provide legal services. But if a new law supported by many in Congress is passed, aiding and abetting an illegal immigrant could be a criminal offense. Congressman Tom Pancredo of Colorado heads the House of Representatives Immigration Caucus. He says while it may be technically illegal to help undocumented workers, no one would be prosecuted for providing humanitarian aid.
No one is going to come after you for giving a sandwich to someone who, by the way, in the line, and this guy happens to be here illegally. You don't ask, you don't tell, you give out your sandwich. Nobody's going to prosecute. Nobody cares.
But he says anyone who helps illegal immigrants enter the U.S. or hides them from law enforcement officials would suffer the consequences.
The Catholic Church has every right to say we're going to break the law, and we have every right to say if you do, you'll go to jail.
We cannot pay the price for the terrorist acts because our people are not terrorists.
Leaders in the Catholic Church, like Father Jose Hoyos, read the proposed legislation differently. They argue the bill would criminalize support programs the church currently provides and will continue to provide, even if it means going to jail.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, because that's what we have been doing for more than 2,000 years. So the law is not going to change our way of doing charity, love, and justice to every person here in the United States.
For these church leaders, helping undocumented workers is not a political issue, but an article of faith. Brian Patton, VOA News.